All right, y'all know what it's time for. It's time for an episode of Break It Down with Brian H, keeping it 100. I know it's been a long time since I've done this, but, you know, it's time to address something.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's been happening.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Y'all know who I am, Brian H. Waters. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. I'm sitting here. Sorry, my bad. Got to get this video situated. All right, so let's get right into it. No need. Y'all know what the ads are. Y'all know every Tuesday you can follow. You can catch Championship Culture with the guy, Brandon Guy, every Wednesday, Wrestling Around Now podcast. Now, let's talk about it. CM Punk, Jack Perry, there's an issue here. All Out, or I should say All In, an incredible pay-per-view. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. But All Out, Brawl Out, Brawl Out Part 2, All In, Go In, whatever you're going to call it, there was an issue that happened this past Sunday. Now, this, of course, is coming from apparently CM Punk and apparently Tony Schiavone also told Jack Perry, hey man, for the spot, don't use real glass. Use some gimmick glass. Why? To preserve the young man, to preserve his career, to preserve his opponent's career. Let's be real. That's what happens. That's what veterans do. They know better. They've been in the game long enough. Jack Perry apparently didn't like it. This is all reports, right? Obviously, we haven't heard from Jack Perry or we haven't heard from CM Punk. So, but what we did see was doing the 0 hour show. Jack Perry did a suplex onto a vehicle through glass or on top of glass and looked in the camera and said, that's real glass. And he said, cry me a river. Now the reports are, and you can check the Masked Man show. Kaz read something he got firsthand. But the reports are that Punk was getting ready for his match. We're about 20 minutes from the show, we're getting ready to start, or maybe less than 20 minutes. He's in Gorilla, you know, for those who do not know, but y'all know if y'all watch the show, Gorilla is the position you stand at before you walk out to the ring. And that's when Jack Perry came up and Punk said, you got a problem? And Jack Perry said, yeah, well, what you going to do about it? And apparently somebody threw some punches. Punk, who, regardless of getting knocked out twice in the UFC, he had to train for it. Clearly, he was a fighter enough, but they put him on the card. Yeah, well, he had a name value, holds a lot, but still, they put him out there on the card. So I ain't going to say the guy can't fight. And he choked Jack Perry out. And that led to him, apparently. There's reports that Punk and Jack Perry both will be suspended. Now, this Saturday is AEW All Out. All Out is taking place in Chicago, Illinois. Now, I know you can't just go around punching people, but let's be real. You got to sell tickets. You got to sell pay-per-views. You just got incredible momentum. And now, because people, all we do is we're attached to the internet. We look at to see what's happening. What better way than to make more sales than to let this match happen? Tell these guys, look, get it together. And then after you get it together, you know, put that aside. Do business, because it's all about the dollars, right? Now, like I said, here's where I side. I'm going to side with CM Punk. You may be surprised. What I see with CM Punk is he's trying to get these people to understand how to preserve their bodies. I don't see nothing wrong. Maybe the approach was not the best, but I don't see nothing wrong with him trying to tell Jack Perry, look, it's not smart to use real glass. You can use sugar glass or what have you. So I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, to me, you could make an argument about the whole thing last year, right? We're coming up on a year of that, right? You can say, all right, maybe Punk shouldn't have went out there and cut the promo. Maybe he should have took the higher road, right, with him and Adam Page. And then the back and forth. Maybe Punk shouldn't have said what he said at the press conference. You can make that argument. But right here, I got to side with CM Punk. I don't see where he could have went wrong, but it seems as if he was trying to help Jack Perry. And with that, it seemed like Jack Perry wasn't, you know, just had a closed mind. Again, this is what's being reported. If Tony Schiavone, somebody else who's been in this business, yeah, he took some time off, but he's been in this business. And he's trying to say, hey, don't use, you know, real glass. Then maybe, you know, maybe he should listen. But again, this goes to show you there's a bigger problem in All Elite Wrestling. Because why is it up to Jack Perry to decide what glass they are using? That's what I don't understand. I feel like whoever is in charge should be the one deciding, okay, we're going to use regular glass or we're going to use gimmick glass, right? That's the way I look at it. I don't see why you would have Jack Perry or even any of the wrestlers deciding. Where's the agent? Where's the producers in this? This is my question. Where's the agents? Where's the producers? Somebody let me know. Maybe that's how it works. Maybe they decide, okay, we're going to use this glass versus that glass. I don't know. But there should have been somebody who's in charge for the sake and the protection of the wrestlers. Now, I know sometimes with something like thumbtacks and, you know, chairs, barbed wire, you can kind of sneak that stuff in and whatnot. But I would think with a car or something, you need more than one person to put the car there. So that's where I'm at. But, you know, overall, I cannot, in this purpose, like, go against CM Punk. Personally, I don't think he should be suspended. Now, I know you can't be fighting on a job. But shoot, like I said, you got all this momentum. Man, look, squash it. Y'all take care of it in the ring. You know, clearly we're not going to get CM Punk versus Kenny Omega no time soon. And this is what Dave brought up on the Masked Man show earlier, which you can find on the Ringer Wrestling show, produced by yours truly. But clearly you're not going to get that, right? You're not going to get CM Punk and Kenny Omega, or CM Punk and the Young Bucks, or even CM Punk and Adam Page. But, you know, maybe right here you can, you know, you might get CM Punk and Jack Perry. I mean, Eddie Kingston and Sammy Guevara had an issue, and then we saw on the TV show they squashed it, apparently. So, y'all let me know what y'all think. I was going to put this on Patreon. You can find more content like this on Patreon. I said, you know what? Nah, we're going to put this right on YouTube. But that's the story right now as I record on Monday, August 28th at 7:11 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we know with wrestling, things can happen like this. I know there's a report that CM Punk had apparently, you know, ordered a car, and then he had a phone number, and the number bounced back, and he traveled by himself and all that. I find that hard to believe. I can't believe that CM Punk is that much of a troublemaker and that nobody spoke to him. That just does not make any sense to me. I'm sorry. Like, this guy is on the roster. He's being paid. He is the real world champion. You know, it looked like it's going to be a recognized championship. So overall, I mean, you hear good things about, like, from FTR that he's trying to help. So I don't think he has that many enemies that nobody spoke to him. Like, come on, that just doesn't make any sense at all. But in the sake of this whole issue with Jack Perry, I find it very interesting. But on this one, I'm siding with CM Punk. because I think what he's doing is ultimately trying to, you know, teach the young guys and girls how to protect themselves and ultimately have a long career. Jack Perry's young, you know, so most of the time you see him everything, whether you wrestling, whether you producing, whether, you know, you're writing. When you're young, you try stuff, you don't know it all. Yeah, you can watch this stuff, you can do all that, but you don't know it all. So that's where I'm at with that. But ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Like I said, usually I put this stuff on Patreon. So make sure you're subscribed to the Patreon, where you can catch, you know, a lot of cool stuff, including Wrestler Figure Wednesday. A couple articles the real Dwayne Allen wrote. So make sure y'all check that out. But yeah, you can catch me on there on Patreon, where you get Brian H. Waters thoughts. I also write some things from time to time. So till the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. I will see you Wednesday night.